I know it's exciting for partisans to go into Election Day expecting a big win. I know because I used to be one. But I'm older now, and I'd like to think that if I'm not wiser, I'm at least a little less easily fooled. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. I've been a precinct committeeman, my former county party's man of the year. I've been a senior official in a gubernatorial campaign. I've done all the political stuff from working at the polls to consulting a National Political Action Committee. And yet today, I am much more interested in the restoring of the American dream than I am in the fate of the red team or the blue team. Today, I have to ask what difference one outcome or another will have on the fundamental issues, the ones that really determine our freedom and prosperity. Where I live, we have Democratic candidates who believe in government price controls and Republicans who support state venture capital funding. Democrats who believe in state economic planning, public-private partnerships, and Republicans who put the crony in crony capitalist. I can't think of a meaningful difference between Harry Reid's and John Boehner's positions on the Federal Reserve and monetary policy. Ron Paul pointed out on our weekly podcast the other day that there is no daylight between the presuppositions of Fox News on the right and MSNBC on the left about America's interventionist foreign policy. Or as science fiction writer Philip K. Dick ironically noted, in a one-party state, there's always a landslide. Now, to make sure it's not just me, I wanted to sample some other opinions about what we can really expect from the election. Pat Buchanan says the country is voting against Obama, but asks, what is it voting for? He rightly questions whether the Republican Party is committed to lower taxes or smaller government, and he cannot find the meaningful spending that Republicans can be counted on to cut. In a piece on LouRockwell.com, David Franke writes about his bittersweet memories of the Barry Goldwater campaign 50 years ago this year. The best thing that can be said about Goldwater's crushing defeat in 1964 is that it midwifed the birth of the conservative movement. But Franke, present at that birth, today says, so what? He contends the conservative movement has failed to fulfill its promise to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and he provides the spending and debt numbers to back it up. We've watched Mitch McConnell in Washington since 2007. Do you really think that if he becomes Senate Majority Leader in January, he'll do anything substantive about the government's $18 trillion national debt? To paraphrase Jim Quinn's observation, how can we expect the Republicans and Democrats to change the status quo when they are the status quo? So I won't stay up late like I used to, watching the returns until the last vote is counted. Instead, I think I'll just read a good book. Maybe something by Philip Dick. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.